from KQED.
Santa Claus is probably taking a well-deserved break in Hawaii, but the Christmas season is not over for Latino children around the world. This Sunday, they're celebrating Three Kings Day, or El Día de los Reyes. Okay, I may not be able to pronounce my R's properly, but Disney knows how to. The theme park giant makes a big deal of all sorts of holidays, and in an increasingly Latino golden state, Viva Navidad is no exception. Susan Vallett reports from Anaheim.
Riders scream their delight on the roller coaster at California Adventure, the sister theme park across from Disneyland. The place is packed for the holidays, which this year have a distinctly Latin flair.
It is the spirit of the holidays, just like Navidad in Mexico.
On the main stage, the three caballeros celebrate, including Donald Duck in a sombrero and Panchito, the Mexican rooster with the big belt buckle. They're surrounded by mariachi singers and colorful folk dancers. Park regular Nadine Prado of San Diego says she's glad to see Disney embrace her Latino culture.
Not everybody celebrates just Christmas. Like, some people do, like, a certain way, like, you know, the traditional tree and Santa Claus, but, like, this way it's, like, you know, with Mexicans, it's about a fiesta and festivals and, like, street fairs and stuff like that. And that's how we celebrate it. And it's pretty cool that they have a little section for us.
Claudia Erdogan handles multicultural marketing at the Disneyland Resort. She says Disney often takes part in local Latino celebrations, but over the past few years has shifted its focus at the parks.
We want to bring kind of like the community into the park and the traditions and make it organic and make it natural for guests to come and see themselves and realize that we cherish their tradition.
Erdogan says this isn't the first time the parks have marketed to Latinos. Walt Disney designed Disneyland's Frontierland to include mariachi singers early on. Erdogan says Hispanics are such a large segment of the local population. More than 14 million call California home. UC Irvine professor Mary Gilley studies consumer behavior. She says the Latino population is too large for companies to ignore.
With Disney, they're appealing to families with young children. The Latino market is demographically younger and with larger families, and so it certainly makes sense for them in particular to be trying to appeal to the Latino community.
William Nericho agrees. He's an expert in Chicano culture at UC San Diego.
Everybody's paying attention to Latinos. And I guess the thing that woke everybody up was the level of Latino voting in the last presidential election. I mean, Obama is not president without Mexican Americans.
But Nericho says companies have to walk a fine line between marketing and respect for the culture. Nericho says earlier this year, Disney tried to copyright Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead.
And it caused an incredible blowback from the Latino activist community, and they had to pull off on that. The idea that they were going to copyright a cherished and traditional holiday that's dedicated to the memory of dead Mexicans kind of was a public relations fiasco.
Nericho says while Disney characters are often caricatures, the parks have to balance stereotypes with the real Latino culture.
The Three Caballeros is filled with this imagery, you know, Neo Carmen Miranda with the great music and the bright colors and the beautiful smiling ladies and the handsome gentlemen, you know, in the white costumes.
Back at the Viva Navidad area in California Adventure, kids shake maracas and try to follow along with a brightly dressed dancer.
There you go.
Mariana Izunza is visiting from Mexico City.
With Mickey and Minnie, I think they're dressed up. Oh my God, they're dressed in Mexican clothes.
Izunza says the Latino stereotypes here don't bother her at all.
They're actually portraying our culture and what we do for Christmas the right way. And it's good what they're doing. It's not like, you know, like your typical charro or something, you know, very stereotypical. I think they're doing it with a taste of magic and I like that.
Izunza says she had no idea the park would have a Latino holiday celebration until she got here. She wishes Disney had targeted the Latino community a little bit more. For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett in Anaheim.